This is the 2nd of July. All right, that's good. And then if I listen to this, I'll know. All right, so you're welcome. Yeah, we brought the here. Take a moment and walk around the room. Go slow. But your normal walk as best you can right now, whatever that is. And you can go actually any speed that's comfortable where you can listen in. And we did a walking lesson last week. We'll lay down for this lesson, but it still relates to walking. And as you walk, feel for yourself how you transmit force through your foot and up through your skeleton. And that's maybe clear where your foot meets the ground immediately. You can feel that there's a stepping and a rebound. And maybe you notice other things while you're doing this, like what part of your foot hits the ground. The way that the weight moves along your foot. Places that are comfortable or not comfortable. We wash the floor between every class, just so you know.
It's just the floor.
Yeah, good. And maybe also in reference to last week's class, you notice what happens in your hips as you walk. You can rest whenever you want. And in your spine, whether your arms move, what happens in your neck as you walk. And then pause. And find your way to the earth and scan there. So take your time. If you're not done, like if you want some more time walking to feel or to notice anything, because we'll come back after class, you can walk around a little bit more. And then when you're ready, rest. Yeah, you can have that spot. There's blankets out if you get cold. They may or may not be very practical depending on what we're doing at the time. I will leave that to you to organize. Yeah, and there's a chair.
Yes.
Yeah, he saw that. Okay. So sometimes we do a practice of imagining a lesson if we're not ambulating well, right? We have an injury. One of the ways that we can approach a lesson is in the imagination. And so that is what one member of our group will do today, as much or as little as he wants. Yeah. And as you rest with your knees bent or your legs long, feel your contact here. And notice first the length of your right leg from heel to the thigh. You can extend your leg and then bend the leg, however it's most comfortable. The angle that your foot takes as you rest, where your toes point, where your knee points. And continuing up the right-hand side, your sense of your pelvis, the structure behind your pelvis on the ground, your sacrum, the arch in your low back. If your knees are bent, you'll feel more of a flatness maybe on the low back. And we all have the arch, but sometimes that doesn't mean we feel space underneath us. It might just feel that there's less pressure down into the earth. And then notice your right arm from the fingertips up through the wrist, the elbow, all the way into the shoulder. Even noticing the shoulder blade, how that feels behind you. Sense of your length. Your orientation of the hand, where you face whether it's your palm that's up, your thumb that's more up, the side of your right neck between your ear and your shoulder. And then globally, hold this one side of yourself in your imagination to the best of your ability, as though there's a line delineating from your right to left, and it goes all the way down from the crown of your head, down through between the lobes of your lungs, in the middle of the belly, all the way down between your feet. You really sense the weight, the depth, the size, and then feel your left side. You're looking at the length from foot to hip, the angle, maybe even the line of the bones. If you could draw a line from your hip down through your left knee and down into the ankle, would there be a bend? What direction would the bend be? And then the left area behind the left buttock, the left pelvis and sacrum, lower back. The left arm from fingertips all the way through the elbow, up into the shoulder, feeling the shape to the best of your ability using the ground of the shoulder blade. The length, orientation. Sense for yourself the left side of your neck from ear to shoulder. And then the whole left side globally. To the best of your ability to hold the entire shape, the depth from the floor up to the top of you, the length. And then notice the differences, which you've probably already noticed, but maybe make that more clear for yourself. Between the ears and shoulders, if there's a tip in your head that you're aware of, if your arms rest differently, if your legs rest differently, and rest your attention. Slowly stand one foot at a time. Yeah. And in preparation for what we do, we'll review a very gentle and very slow arching and flattening of the lower back, coordinating with your breath. You inhale, expand the belly. Tip the pubic bone a little bit away from the nose. And on your exhale, let the low back sink a little. And the movement generally will be somewhere in the sacrum. And it can be that you feel as though you're moving only as big as though you're lying on a penny or a quarter. Very, very, very small. Allowing as much of you to be involved as possible. So when you lengthen and arch the back, there's a response very small along the spine, up through the ribs, possibly into the neck. Your head may move a little bit, or there may just be a gentle question being asked. And the hip joints and legs are soft and heavy as much as possible. So there's not a lot of action in the muscles of the legs. As little effort as possible, as small as possible. Lovely. And then slowly let your legs lower. You can do that by letting the knee open to the side, one leg at a time, or both at a time. That works too. And rest. There's a place on the back of your left ankle, and we'll actually use this on both sides, but right above your heel where your Achilles tendon is, we'll take the left Achilles tendon and we'll place, so you lift your whole left leg and place the Achilles between the first and second toe of your right leg. It's a very strange position. Yeah. Both legs will stay straight. You can kind of make friends with that. If you have socks on, you can maybe rest your heel on the toes or on the foot, or you can bring your socks so that you have a little bit of play between the two toes. Once you have that, begin very slowly and very, very small to press a little bit your left heel down into the right foot, through the right foot and down into the earth. Very small and slow, and feel how you do it. And always we'll do it many times and sense in yourself where you feel how you do that. Like you might feel something in the muscles of the leg. You might feel something in your hips, your back. And see what it's like without trying very hard, not a big movement. And then slowly switch feet and try it on the other side and see what that's like. So just making friends with this. Yeah, very small movement, and your breath still goes freely in and out. So you move so slow that there's no threat to the system, no threat to your breath, and see how you do it. What do you engage when you get ready to do the movement? What do you release when you stop doing it? Sometimes that's a good hint to what you're using. What happens in this? The abdomen, and then release that and rest for a moment. Hi. Are you all wet? Okay. And then slowly roll to your side and sit up, and we'll work. Going to talk a little bit about a piece of this that we'll need. You can do this on your back, Michael, if you prefer. So what we're doing, and I'll show you, Ingrid, while you're walking around so you can have this too. We're doing something very odd, which is you're not a stranger to that. We're taking the Achilles tendon, basically, the back of the heel a little bit high, and putting it between our first two toes, and we've been pressing down. So that's the basis of the lesson. It's not the only thing we'll do, but it's a good part of it. So take your left hand and bring it around your right wrist and take your arms out kind of about shoulder height and begin to push down with your top hand and see what you do. Yeah. So you have your left hand on your right wrist and you're pushing down and maybe you pause. Well, it doesn't matter. You can do either one, really. It's fine. Okay, so what do you notice that you do? And you can talk and then rest. What do you do when you do that with the other arms?
You're contracting, flexing.
Yeah, the other arm too, right? Yeah, you're pushing up. So with one hand, you're pushing down and one hand, you're pushing up. Okay, so do that again. Okay, now this time, you're pushing down with one hand. Let the other hand rest and see what happens. Completely rest. Okay, yeah. Now, what happens if you really, really rest it and you really only push with one hand? Yeah. Okay. Now, you really do. It's so hard to do. Now try it the other way. Lift with one arm. And the one that's on top now, let's go. Yep. It's very strange. Right? Like, if you really did it, you'd kind of hit yourself in the head. Yeah. Okay. Now you have an idea of that, right? Okay. So now rest on your backs again. And let me ask a question. How would that apply to what we're doing on our backs? So we'll revisit it and then you can tell me. So take your left Achilles and bring it between your right first two toes. And if it's not comfortable, you can find another way to do something that's similar. And you begin to press down with your left heel, down into the right foot. Feel where the pressure goes. Okay. And then bring that little idea to mind and let your right leg not do anything. No pushing up with the right leg. So the right leg just is there. Yeah, lovely. Yeah, and so that tells you something, right? So if your feet fall over, then maybe you need to play with the trajectory of how do you bring the force straight through the right foot to the heel so that you don't go anywhere. And then feel where you work. To the best of your ability, your right leg doesn't need to do a lot for this. It's supported by the floor. And then, yeah, it's very weird. And then with the same movement, gather your stomach muscles in a little bit. So tense your abdomen, hold your abdomen tightly, and then do it again. And feel how that changes what you use to begin to try to do the movement. And then let that go and try it again without using your abdomen. Yeah, that's right, Ingrid. You can take your time and kind of approach because you also might want to scan and make friends with the strangeness. And then try it with your other leg. So cross over. And the first thing you do is play with the idea of how do you do this motion, where do you aim the force of your right leg and how do you make it small and feel what you do to do this? How do you let the left leg not help so much? If you're not sure, you can push up with the left leg once and then not push up with the left leg. Always releasing and then pressing again, right? So it's not a sustained pressure. You try a little and then you stop a little. And you try a little and you change a little thing every time. So it's not the same thing over and over. And then gather in your belly muscles a little. Do it one more time. Feel how it changes. Maybe try it one more time that way. Release the belly. Press one last time and uncross the legs and rest. And oftentimes with a movement this way where, first off, it's strange, and we do novel movements in order to have a new experience of yourself. But also from one side to the other, you're recruiting of your muscles, you're recruiting of your system, and the way that you organize to do something is probably going to be different, and you could probably feel that when you went on one side, when you went on the other. And then slowly bring your feet to stand, knees bend. And finding your easy breath. Begin to coordinate in just a few times the arching and the rounding that we began with. Gentle expanding of the front body to arch, very small, and a very gentle bringing the lower back down to the earth. Yeah. Everything in you is part of the movement. Nice. Yeah, that looks lovely. And then slowly release and rest for a few minutes. This lesson is called Walking with Your Back, and this lesson was taught by Alan Questel, and he was teaching a workshop on walking, and I thought it was kind of perfect after last week. And one of the things that we did at the beginning is to walk and feel to the best of our ability how we transmit the force up. And we're playing with that here, transmitting the force, but this time we're transmitting it down. So this next piece, you'll roll to your side, but leave your legs long. And that might mean you'll take the blanket and fold it and put it under your head. That might mean you would like to take your right arm and fold it so you have support under your head. But your legs stay long and you come to your right side. You can come to your left side too. So one of the other things that's important to know is that when you come to a lesson, if you have an injured side, you work with the side that is working the best at the time. So your legs are long, and that might also mean your left hand needs to stand on the floor to keep you, yep, stable. That's nice. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you do whatever you need to do to rest and to support your head with a blanket or with your arm. And then bring your left foot into the same strange position again. So left ankle-ish, your Achilles tendon between your right toes, the two toes. Yeah, I know. And then the constraint is, so the left one will be in front and the right one will be behind. Constraint is your legs to the best of your ability are straight-ish. And they stay straight. And try this again, but go small because there's no floor now. So remember the hands, your hands, it's a game. Don't worry if you roll a little, that's fine. Yeah, so you go back and you don't need to keep, your right foot doesn't need to do anything because you're just going to take both legs a little bit back and then you come back. Maybe the whole blanket moves on the ground, that's fine. A little bit back and a little forward. If you roll, you roll. If you need to pause, you pause. Yeah. I know. It's a puzzle. Yeah, and how do you engage with the puzzle in a way that is, you know, kind and fun? Nice. And so the hips move back a little, right? The belly gets a little longer. It's like the arching part of our rocking of the hips. And then release that and come back onto your back for a moment. Yes, that was my first reaction to it. That's weird. I was totally like that. This is very strange. And then bring your left foot again into that place between your right two toes. And try that here. This time, allowing a little bit of an arching of the low back. It's very small. So as you press the heel down, there's a sense that there'd be a little bit of an arch as though we're inhaling and rocking the pelvis. And it's so small. There's a perfect moment when you do that, and there's a perfect moment when you release it all together. And your right leg is heavy to the best that you can, whatever that is now. And maybe you notice there's some movement that happens in your thighs, it's fine. Maybe you notice there's a sense of your left leg getting a little longer, that you can still breathe and soften your upper body. That's when we arch again, no part of us is not helping. The ribs, the sternum, the stomach, the abdomen are soft to arch. And then release that and rest for a moment. Slowly roll again if you're willing and if this works for you right now. Otherwise, you can do it in your imagination. Roll to your right side. Same side. Same side one more time. Or don't. Yeah. And left foot in front, right foot in back. And remember that sense that there can be a little arching in the back. As you press, yeah, you're going to find that the blankets will move. It's kind of helpful. Yeah. And you push your, use your left foot to push your right leg back. There's a opening in the pockets of your pants, right? There's a general lengthening in the whole front of the body. And even if it's small, have in your imagination the idea that from your toes, up through the center of your belly, you get long, and your back body gets shorter. Yeah. Yep. And then let yourself roll a little towards your belly as you go back and back to your side when you come forward. Yeah, so as your legs come back, you'll roll that way as your legs come back. Oh, and then as you come back to neutral, you find your way on your side again. Does that make sense? Kinda, yeah, it's a mystery. It's a mystery. So as you bring your legs straight back, it's like if they kept going, your heels would actually touch your head. Don't do it. But you can have the idea. And your legs stay totally straight. So it might be a very small arching of the belly. And then rest on your back. And let it go. It's almost like a mermaid must be really good at this. Stand both feet, bend both knees, and find your small rocking. This tipping of the pubic bone away from the nose, lengthening the belly, and then slow coming back. And then pause in the neutral place where you're right, kind of comfortable in the middle. And begin just to do the little bit of arching, not exaggerating, just the small sweet spot that's almost just the beginning of the motion. And then gather your abdomen together and see what happens to that. So you must do it small so you don't hurt yourself. But notice what happens. What happens to the ability to arch when you hold the belly in? Feel that? Yeah, okay, now let that go and arch gently one more time. Gently tipping, nice. And release your legs long. And cross, you can rest if you like or when you're ready, cross your right foot over. So your right Achilles goes between your left two toes. And again, if it's not comfortable, become creative. So sometimes you can rest the heel on the like top of the arch maybe and get the same sense, or you can rest it maybe with your toes flexed on your left foot. So see what's possible and what's comfortable. And begin, we'll do this in a little different order, to have a little sense of pressing down in the right foot, but also of arching the low back a little. And remember that we're not interested in isolation, so see what else you can mobilize to make this possible. There's a tipping of the hips and a possible lengthening of the right leg. There's a lengthening of the front of the you. Your sternum may feel a pull. Your ribs may lengthen. The weight will shift. You can pause between each time and take a couple of breaths so you have refreshed attention to try it and see what else can happen. Maybe even the neck changes a little. Yeah, and then release that and rest. A few breaths. How is your temperature, everyone? You're okay? Are you all right? Okay. Michael, are you all right? Yes. Okay, good. We'll roll to the left, and you remember. So somehow maybe you can curl your left arm. It's nice for it not to be in a way that's going to stop you from rolling. You want it to kind of let you do what you need to do. Your right hand is standing, yeah, and your right foot goes in front. So the trajectory, and you can imagine it before you do it, it'd be like using your right foot, you'll press backwards so that both of your heels go straight back. And that happens partly from your low back. And you don't need to worry about whether you roll too much. See how it goes and see if you can find a way to kind of enjoy the process, to enjoy the sense of the part that you can do really clearly, which might be the size like a millimeter. It could be a millimeter where you can feel the organization, the getting ready. Yeah, you can stop and imagine. And what happens as you imagine is a certain amount of clarity. When your heels go behind you, the abdomen gets long, soft. The front of the body gets long. There's a tug in the armpits and on the front of the neck, possibly. And you might find yourself beginning to roll onto your belly a little bit as you bring your heels back and then come back on your side. Yeah. Nice. Yep, take breaks. Nice. You can imagine even that if you kept going, your heels would make their way all the way to touch the back of your head. Not that you would do that. But that would be the extension of the moment, the movement. And then, yeah, what happens in your upper back? How does your upper back help the movement? And then rest on your back. Slowly stand your feet, bend your knees. And we'll find a slow lifting of the pelvis just a little bit and then a setting down. So just the beginning again of the movement, very small. And then each time you can lift a little bit more, a little higher and then come down. Not missing each part of the movement. So you do the very beginning, you expand and feel the shape of your back as you do this, your low back. In the beginning, there's a curving. As you tuck your tail a little and begin lifting from the ground, and then as you come back to the ground, it extends, right? And of course, there's a shifting of weight along that also comes from that. And following, at some point, the curve changes, and there's a little bit more of a sense of neutrality in the spine. And at some point when you lift your hips, if you come high enough, you'll find a time when it arches. So just play with going up and down. You can go as far or as little as you want. My guess is that even if you don't go all the way to a full of the end of your movement, that you would remember doing this movement before. The time when you've gone into bridge. Yeah. And at the top in your mind's eye, you might remember the opening of the front of the hips that happens as you press a little and then you come down. So you don't have to get there, you can know it, but feel the beginning too, where you curve and when you come down. Yeah, nice. Soft jaw, teeth move apart. Yeah, yep. Yeah, feel that? It's like the front of your pockets gets a little wider. Yeah, nice. And if it feels good to do that one more time, go ahead. And if you're ready for a rest, rest. You can imagine this next piece before you do it, and or maybe just imagine it the whole time. You gather your heels this time as close as you possibly can to your sitting bones, so as close as you can to your buttocks. And of course, you're on a slightly slippery surface, so I don't know how you'll do this to the best of your ability. And from that place, when you have your heels as close to you as possible, your feet will stay on the earth and you send your knees a little bit downward. And downward always is in relation to you, so it'll be away from your face, away from your head, towards in the direction of your feet. Yeah, that's right. So, and then you rest down and you do it little bit by little bit. And you're absolutely right. Yeah. And you can, if you're, they don't have to actually touch. They just need to be as close as they can be. And at one point, I think I tried even holding on to my pants because I felt like it gave me a sense of it because I was sliding on the ground. So if you need to get creative, do. But the knees go away from you and you keep your feet on the ground. Yeah. And you'll notice in this situation that there'll be an arching that happens almost immediately, even if it's a tiny movement. Do you feel that? Doesn't, you don't have to be close. And you have to also respect your knees. So you're right. This is okay. It's perfect. They're slipping. So let me see if I can be put them where you want them and then I'll help you. Okay. Yeah. And then you would send your knees down away. And there's almost an arching a little sooner. Yeah. And then you come down. Is it comfortable and easy? Good. Soft throat, soft chest. Yeah. Yeah. Nice. And then if it's, see, try that. And I'll hold. And then send your knees down a little, just a tiny bit, and then rest. Good. And then rest. Let your feet come down. Did you feel like you got a sense of it? Yeah. Okay. Lovely. Feel how you're contacting the floor right now. And then find this first move that we did. Your right leg stays, your left comes between the toes. Long legs. And the beginning of the motion, the sending your weight of your left heel directly down through your right foot into the earth, and feel how you do it. What do you recruit? What parts of you respond? And then gather the muscles of your abdomen gently a little bit, so you're tensing a little through the center of you, and then do this movement. And then release those muscles, and then do the movement. Any way you want. You choose. What do you do? Yeah, it gets a lot easier, a lot different, or more clear. Sometimes it's just a little bit more organized. Then try it with your left side, so check and see how it's coming along. Yeah, that's right. Do whatever you need to do, so if you're moving around. Yeah. So first, there's just the sending of the force down through from the right heel through the left heel down into the earth, and see what you bring to the movement. How do you originate it? How do you organize? What do you feel in your back? Through your legs? What direction does your knee go? And then gather the muscles of your belly, your abdomen in a little bit, and see how that feels. For some people, that even feels very familiar. Like maybe it's that's something we're doing all the time. And then release that and try it again. Any way you want. There's no rule. And then unwrap, uncross. And one more variation before we find our way up. Cross your left Achilles into the little place on your right foot between your toes. And this time, as you press down, begin to lift your left hip from the earth and begin to allow yourself to roll to the right. So you press and roll, keeping the legs, yeah, go really slow so you don't miss anything. Don't let the left knee bend. It's almost an extending, a lengthening of the left leg, a little arching, lifting the hip and beginning to roll a little to the right and then coming back. Yeah. Okay. Let's see if you can not stop at the end. So feel how you come, go very slow and smoothly come all the way back. Yeah, good. Yeah, and you can also try bringing your head the other way. So yeah, so you can go. Just see what happens where your head goes. It could go that way. It could stay in the middle. It can go that way. Yeah, so just follow around. Good. And then last time, on this side, if you wish, you can rest between. Just try the first movement again, just pressing down. Yeah, good. And then rest for a moment. and cross your right foot, placing it over your left, just as we have been doing. And first find the pressing of the heel. And when you're curious, see how you can incorporate the small arching, the softness in the abdomen that allows your front body to lengthen, and begin to lift your right hip and roll a little to the left. Go slow, do the beginning of the movement and come back, making it very clear. Yeah, you can pause. Did you get a... Yes, it's very tiring sometimes. Sometimes it can be a tiring in our attention because we're doing something so new. Yeah, don't worry. So you can take a break. You can be done. You can try it when you want. And then, yeah, feel what happens in the abdomen, the lengthening. This can be so unfamiliar that can be one of the things that makes it really tiring, because we're trying something completely new feeling to us. And then when you've explored this enough, when you feel clear, and when you're ready, you pause. Yeah. Having a lesson feel tiring can be a really good message to us too. It can be telling us to regulate by stopping. It can be, it's like a signboard, right? And then notice as much as you would like to hear before we stand. So feel maybe we scan the right side and the left side as we lay down. You can notice what's there, how you meet the ground now. Your sense of the space behind your low back, behind your shoulder blades, the way your legs rest. And when you're ready for a change, we'll come up to stand and we'll do a few things there. Really, not much, just a little. And when you do make your way to stand, fold your mat once over so that you have a little more space, and then stand on the hard ground. Perfect. Let's see how you stand first. You might notice how your head is lining up, how your shoulders rest, your sense of your pelvis and your legs. And without putting a lot of weight on it, choose one foot to step a little bit in front of the other. So not a full step. It's just kind of where you can have it, but you have all your weight on your other leg. Good. And then slowly begin to transfer your weight into your foot in front by arching a little bit in the belly and then coming back. So you're just rocking your weight forward and back. Yep. Forward and back. So your head stays really where it is. You're not going very far. Nice. And then at some point, when it makes sense, swing your other leg just a little bit in front of you where you can still have your weight fully on your standing leg and begin that. It's like the opening of the front of your pocket of the front leg, which is the hip joint, right? That's the front of the hip joint opening. Yeah, lovely. And then try, as you're doing this, so you can swing the other leg forward a little bit, try this time to do the same thing, but this time, don't do this one, Michael. tense your abdomen muscles and then try and do it. But go gentle. Feel what happens. Woo! It's like the door has slammed. Yes. Okay. And then free your abdomen. And then swing the other leg through and do it again. Yeah, try it. So you find your other one. Find the opening of the pocket, the opening of the abdomen, and then, yeah, use your stomach muscles and then feel the difference, which might feel really familiar. I think a lot of us walk around with our bellies in. Yeah, we're told that. So now take a walk. Begin to speed it up a little bit, but keep your sense of the pocket opening, the front of the hip joint. This is the, for women, right? The front of the jeans pocket is where the one where they make it so small you can't put anything in it. So we're stretching it from the inside. Yeah, see if you can keep your feet parallel and find it. So if your feet are turning out, it makes it really hard to find this movement. And you can try that, actually, if you don't believe me. So turn your feet out and then try and open the pocket. Don't get a lot of access there. And if you turn your feet straight or even turned in a little bit, you'll feel that open. You may feel it open on the back leg more than the front. You can even put your hands, yeah, there. Yeah, totally. Well, right, because if you're opening here, you'd be,
yeah.
And so you have a little motor behind you that's pushing you right along. Pushing you right along. Do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, think about going up hills would be so much easier now. Yeah, right? And then you are floating above. Yeah, now start to speed up your walk and swing your arms a little. Feel how that goes. And see if you can keep the sense of the pocket. Yeah. And we do this.
Extreme hills.
Yeah.
What does that do to the pocket?
You know, if you're doing really high hills, the front,
no,
you know.
Not high hills.
Oh, yeah, hills. If you're doing a really high hill, you know, you get like this, but you're still propelled here.
Yeah.
But my guess is, you know, if you were going to run them, you would push. You've got this propulsion happening here.
Yes.
But for everyday walking, this is a really useful thing to have. And you still have the same connection going up a hill between your heel and your pelvis. So, yeah. I mean, you could imagine you're going up a hill right now. You really bend your knees and you see how you could still use that area. Bring your hands there and see what happens if you bend your knees deeply. Then you walk around. It's really interesting, isn't it? And did you feel what happened when you turn your feet out?
Oh, yeah.
It actually, we lose access completely. So dancers, you know, we don't know how to use the pelvis to walk. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. If you turn your feet in, you can still find it. And actually, runners often have a little bit, really, really fast runners.
Yeah.
They can be a little bit turned in, and you get a lot of power that way, remarkably. It's an interesting feeling, yeah. So you can rest one more time, or you can kind of just let it go and rest in standing and change your attention. You can stand by the heater, you can warm yourself up. You can ask questions. Yeah, and I'm going to stop the recording.